This is WWOZ 90.7 FM and around the world at WWOZ.org. And I am with a very special guest, Mr. Trey Anastasio. Hey, Trey.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you. What's going on today? You're closing out the Gentilly stage here at the on the first Friday of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
We are. We're going on a couple hours. Really excited. Thrilled to be here.
Talk about your relation to New Orleans, because you know what I love about when I hear your music is amazing to me. When I'm watching you play, the myriad of influences I see that just seem to come out of you. I mean, obviously you do blues, you do free jazz, you do symphonic, you've won a Tony. But when I hear your music, I'm hearing that bass line going through, I'm hearing that propulsive percussion, and I'm hearing the improvisational aspect, which to me is very New Orleans. What is your relation to New Orleans music?
I'll just speak from the heart, and this sometimes it can almost come out sounding cliche, but it's absolutely the case that all those styles of music come from here. They're New Orleans is the source. Even when I was in my early 20s, I got very, very interested in West African music. King Sunny Ade, bands like that. I saw King Sunny Ade in 1983, and that kind of turned my head around. I was able to go to Senegal once and play with a group from Senegal, Orchestra Baobab. And they talked about, I asked them about their points of reference in Africa in the 60s, and they were saying boats were coming, because Senegal is a port city, from Cuba, Afro-Cuban music, and bringing recordings of New Orleans musicians, early jazz. That's the stuff these guys were listening to, and then combining it with. So there's that, and then obviously, again, it feels like I'm, you know, the Meters, Neville Brothers, the style of the overall style of music that I play, it was all started here with those guys.
So it was like the boomerang effect, going from Africa to New Orleans, back to Africa. And then you, when you grew up, what kind of stuff did you hear that influenced what you think?
From here?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So much. I don't know. Blue Lou Barker, you know, Don't You Feel My Leg, and everything. It's all here. When we played here in 1993, I remember we got to play with Sun Pie Barnes, you know, and that was a big thrill for us. And Dr. John was, you know, Professor Longhair. I've covered numerous Professor Longhair tunes, not down here because I wouldn't dare. you know, I remember.
Playing. Oh, we think you could pull it off.
I don't know. We do in the night, in the jukebox playing when you get hit, and everybody will be high off here.
You know, see?
I wouldn't, even singing a little bit down here, it's like, you know, it's sacrilegious to me a little bit. Not really, but I know.
Respect.
Yeah, respect. I'm not going to do that song down here, but we do when we're not here. and I remember in Fish, when we were young in the 80s, playing in the living room, and we would put on a Meters record, and we would learn it kind of note for note as much as we could, and then we would put it on and turn off the volume and start playing the tunes to see how much we sped up, like try to figure out how to lay back, like Zigaboo. We would do this for hours in rehearsal, you know. And then Paige, actually, our keyboard player, ended up getting to play with those guys, which was a huge thrill. One year at Jazz Fest down here, I got to sit in with the Neville Brothers, and that was the thrill of a lifetime. But it's more than that. It's everything. It's Big Cynthia. It's Pokey Bear. I don't know. It's, you know, everybody. Irma Thomas.
Yeah.
It's just the incredible things. It goes on. It continues.
Well, you know,
Ruffins, you know, everybody. It's just the talent down here is.
It's happening this week, you know, like we were talking earlier on the radio, we were broadcasting, talking about how the reason a lot of musicians live here is because they get to do that. They get to work with all these musicians. They get to improv. They get to go up on stage. James Singleton was telling us that they have charts, but then they just go off. And I know you guys do that.
Yeah.
You have your charts, but you go off in directions, and it's happening, like, at the moment, right?
Yeah. We don't use a song list and stuff like that either. There's also in this band, there's a big horn presence. you know, and percussion and the dance kind of, and also a sensibility. I think one of my favorite things about New Orleans music is like the lyrical sensibility, just the sensibility. When I think about Dr. John and Professor Longhair, and they wrote from this, you know, point of view that I can relate to, and I think a lot of people can, because if Dr. John's singing about, you know, you came in with my best friend, Jim, now I'm trying to steal you away from him, like, that's me, you know? And I'm kind of like, ah, oh, I'm not the only, you know, rapscallion or whatever they would say down here, you know, in the audience, you know, and it makes me feel good, you know? And I was joking about, right before you walked on, we were playing, you know, Big Cynthia?
Oh, yeah.
You know, eating, ain't cheating, and all that stuff. We were just playing that before you got on the thing. Yeah. And then, you know, that was that Pokey Bear?
Yeah, yeah.
The my side piece. Like, I love that tune. Not that I would ever do that, but I'm just saying I like the song.
You're unashamedly dastardly.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I just like that whole. So, I mean, it's the best.
And also, there's a purity,
roll,
too.
You know, and then rock and roll, you know, Professor Longhair invented rock and roll for, you could argue, Louis Armstrong, and I mean it's incredible. But like I said, the thing that really knocks me out is that it continues. That's what knocks me out, that there's more great local musicians in this town today than the rest of the country combined. And I've been down here for a few days, and like, you know, I'm walking on stage in 2 hours and Harry Connick Jr. is going on right at the same time, right? And then Nas is going on the other stage.
It's nuts.
New York, you know, but but still, and then we went by this Cuban, or this kind of...
The Cuban Pavilion.
Yeah, on the way in here, and they were killing. Just driving by, these guys were killing up there. Just think, man, it puts you in your place in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. That humbleness, you know, it's funny, you're such a talented musician, but I do see a humility up there, because I think it comes from the education that you grew up with, and you're respectful, yet you're going in your own direction, which is what the musicians here do.
The more you learn, the longer you play music, the more, like, I didn't know, like, I always liked Chuck Berry, of course, but I don't think I got it. I got it with every passing year. I get it more. Like, go on after we talk tonight. I mean, you've heard them all a million times.
Right.
I go home and put on, you know, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA. And the lyrics and the groove, which is kind of a lost art, that groove. There's not a lot of people that can play that groove anymore. Early rock and roll was like a shuffle swing hybrid. It was like a rub. One guy's shuffling. Like, one guy's swinging, one guy's playing straight. Now, somewhere in the 70s or something, it became just... That's another thing. You can come down here and people can do that. So I'll give you an example. There's Bonnaroo thing where they have a van and people play in the van. And you can go online and you can see Kermit Ruffins in the van.
Yeah.
Check out his band.
Yeah.
Check out. They're like on a snare drum and like a little plug-in keyboard. Okay? And listen to the way they're swinging and the feel. It's astounding. And it's like so lighthearted, and the stuff he's playing on the trumpet, it's a lighthearted, fun-loving, tossed-off thing, but it's like a super high. I listened to that stuff, and I was like, if I could do one solo like that guy does on the trumpet, the melodies and the intensity, and then what the keyboard player is playing and his drummer, I'm not sure who that is. You probably know, but
I'm not sure who it is right now at the current moment, but I think you hit the right word, swinging.
Yeah,
you know, it's not easy to swing.
No, and especially in that rock and roll kind of street, kind of dance, like street shuffle, it's so inclusive. And like, that's what we try to achieve.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Everybody's invited in, no matter who you are. Everybody can come to, everybody's welcome to the party. You know,
as
what?
Opposed to the technical stuff.
That's probably the biggest part of all, since we're kind of like a party band. That's probably what we're all, my kind of musicians are all trying to get from New Orleans. It's like, you're all invited to the party. Everybody come in. Everybody dance.
Well, you know, we know you're a fan of WWOZ. And let me ask you a question. We know you have this little side project. I think it's called Fish, I believe. Yes. Well, all the other stuff you do. WWOZ, like Fish, if you'll forgive this analogy, it has a devoted following.
Oh yeah.
And I wonder,
including
you. I wonder what it's like. It's kind of a. It seems like a two-sided coin, in the sense that when you have such a devoted following, the fans, you can almost do anything, and they'll go with you. Yet, and on the other hand, they can be proprietary and have expectations. So it can be either freeing or restricting. I'm wondering how you balance or negotiate that, you know, if you know what I mean. In other words, you can do experimental stuff, and some of your Fish fans will go, hey, what is he doing? As opposed to, oh, it's Trey. He can do whatever he wants. We'll go with him.
No, the people can be pretty they won't go with everything. And I sometimes feel like it's sort of like sports fans. You know, that they care and they make it clear.
They care a lot.
But I'm sorry to twist this back around on you guys, but I'm gonna, because I'm a fan.
Please do.
Like, I get my WWOZ on my Spotify account. Not Spotify, Sonos. I got Sonos a couple years ago, and one of the most exciting things to me was that I suddenly got WWOZ in my house, and it's the best radio station. We all know. Come on.
Oh, thank you.
There's a couple good stations in New York, but like this Christmas, my family was all there and we were listening to this Christmas music like we do, and I kind of just got sick of the same album over and over again, and I was like, man, I gotta hear something different, but I still want it to be Christmas, but it's gotta be and I turned on WWOZ and it was just right, you know, and if it hadn't been, I think I would have gotten mad. I expect a certain thing out of I expect to hear songs I haven't heard before. I expect to be surprised, and I expect it to be amazing. You know, always, like consistently. So
I'm glad we came through for you anyway. We saved your Christmas.
Yeah. No, you did. I don't know what you guys were playing, but it was good.
We have that kooky Christmas thing that Bill the Turk does on Fridays, and everybody does crazy stuff.
It's like Zydeco Christmas comes on and stuff like that, and you can get away for a little while from the, you know. But, I mean, it's an honor to have an audience like that, and it's an honor to be held to that standard. You know, it makes you care, and it's great to care. It's important. There is nothing as important as getting up and caring and every day and wanting it to be great. Because when it is, I don't know, every once in a while things come together, and it's really, watching people's faces is like priceless. You know, I don't know.
Can you talk briefly about your band today, the Trey Anastasio band that's performing today at the Gentilly stage?
Love this band. It's actually been going for 17 years or something like that. And bass player Tony Markellis, who I met when I was 18, playing with Big Joe Burrell, who's a blues tenor player. And I hooked up with him, Tony, the bass player. He comes down here every year to jazz. So he's like he does a pilgrimage every year. Great horn players, Jennifer Hartswick, Natalie Cressman, James Casey, three-piece. They all sing. We do a lot of singing. And great family atmosphere. I mean, everybody loves each other, and we just we got a Ciro Batista playing percussion. Great Ciro Batista. He's here, and Russ Lawton on drums, and I think it's gonna be a good time.
Well, Trey, thank you so much. We look forward to your set at 5 o'clock at the Gentilly Stage, Trey Anastasio. It's been a real pleasure. Come back anytime, and come over and come into the station, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, and you guys too. Thank you.
Okay, see you later. All right.